This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. House is getting an early start to the Thanksgiving break. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Republican leaders canceled the rest of the votes for the week after more than a dozen hard-right conservatives, including Colorado's Lauren Boebert, voted against starting debate on a government spending bill. Boebert says she wants to see certain things in the bills going forward.
If the appropriate bills cut spending, have the correct policy in them, have open rules, allow amendments.
The House Republican spending bills have included cuts and amendments, but conservatives are angry over the temporary bill passed to keep the government open. This latest move also delays work on passage of individual spending bills, something many conservative lawmakers say they want. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has officially asked Police Chief Ron Thomas and Director of Safety Armando Saldate to keep their jobs with the city. They join other key staffers carried over from former Mayor Michael Hancock's administration. Saldate says Johnston's plan to close sidewalk encampments requires the city rely more on its urban camping ban.
It's basically telling folks you're not allowed to camp here, pointing either to trespassing if they're in violation of trespassing or the camping ordinance. That is the plan. If we're going to effectively remove camping, we have to enforce our ordinances that are on the books.
The Tabor Opera House in Leadville is getting long-awaited repairs to its historic facade. Managers say a new $500,000 historic preservation grant from the state will help complete restoration of its arched windows and street-level entryway. Crews will also repair storefront windows and a balcony. The nearly 150-year-old opera house in Leadville was in danger of demolition due to disrepair just a few years ago. Managers say restorations will be complete in 2025.